I get, Jason?
Yes.
Okay.
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 15th day of September. The prepper tip today is to work on your physical fitness. It's going to be different things for different people. You might be a 20-year-old athlete or an 80-year-old grandmother. Everybody has limitations. Respect those limitations. Work within them. If you have concerns about hurting yourself, consult with your health care professional before doing anything strenuous. We have patient Wayne Greenman, my friend, my doctor, my personal physician, Dr. Scott Huff, Dr. C. Scott Huff. We're talking about the events today and how incorporating chiropractic care can help you achieve your goals. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Well, sir, I had my monthly visit with you yesterday, and my shoulder, which I injured my most recent parachute jump, feels better than it has in several years. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
As I was leaving, I met a young student at Logan University of Chiropractic, and we had a short conversation, you and I and him, about what's going on there with the mostly the students and the staff. The staff include both chiropractors and medical doctors. Apparently, these medical doctors aren't very smart. They continue to wear a mask to the point where they've made themselves sick, haven't they?
Yes, that's what I understand as well. So, shame on them.
That's, you know, it takes, 10 years of education past high school to become a medical doctor?
With all your internship? Yeah, that's... And you would think in that time you'd learn something, but...
Well, apparently they don't. Tell our listeners what these medical doctors look like. They've been wearing masks now for 3 years. What do they look like, doctor?
Well, if I was to put it in concise terms, and death warmed over, they look sullen. They have they're gray in their skin. Not the kind of person that you'd want to hang around to say that, hey, you are the embodiment of health.
Exactly. Continuous sniffles, runny eyes, bad complexion. And they've been wearing a mask since the spring of 2020, the winter of 2020, continuously, apparently.
Mm-hmm. But, the idiocy rolls on. Did you hear the... I think it was the governor or mayor of New York and her recent press release.
Tell us about it. I haven't heard that, no.
She was basically talking about how she was talking with the powers that be within the government and that they're already shipping the new vaccine for the new variant. And she goes into some, you know, pretty concise detail. I'd love to play it for you if you don't mind.
Well, sure. Let's go ahead and hear it.
Okay.
This news is coming at a perfect time. My team and I just got off a call with the FDA.
Is that clear?
Confirming that the yes. COVID vaccine okay. is on its way to New York. Some doses shipped last night. We expect many more later this week. The updated vaccine guards against the newer COVID strains because it was built off the Omicron XXB 1.5 variant. That's what we're calling it now. It matches the new variants that are now dominant. So it's really a customized vaccine. It's offered by Pfizer, Moderna. In this case, they literally recommended that everyone 6 months and older to get a shot. You only need one, no more double doses. And again, they'll be starting here in New York on Friday. Doctor's office, pharmacies, healthcare providers. You can make an appointment online. That's still available. It just takes a couple minutes. And what I want to talk about is what's different about this vaccine and why should people get it? A couple of points. First of all, it is literally a new vaccine. It is not a booster shot. It is not an enhancer. It is a new vaccine designed to attack the new variants. A booster is a vaccine you get the same one over and over and over just to build up your resiliency. This is a new vaccine built specifically to match these circulating strains. So it doesn't matter if you've already been vaccinated. Take no comfort in that. Thank you for getting vaccinated in the past, but that is not protecting you today. You need to know that. You don't have the immunity built up over time. So as the virus evolves, this is where our scientists and researchers and companies have to get ahead of it. The virus evolves, so must our response. So here's the simple message, New Yorkers. Get the vaccine. That is the best way by far to protect yourself and those around you. And we're smart. We're resilient. We protect each other. We've done this since March of 2020. No reason to stop now. 6 months is the age. Sounds young, but children get shots from birth. They can do it. I encourage everyone, don't let your baby be one that is in a cold, dark, scary place, unknown to them, scary for your child. Think about them and get them vaccinated. So they can't protect themselves. They have no choice. They're counting on their parents to do the right thing. If you have underlying conditions, you really, truly have to do this because you're also in a point of vulnerability. So people don't realize this, but 70% of adults have at least one underlying condition, regardless of your age. 70% of adults have at least one underlying condition that puts you at greater risk of contracting a serious case. So it's better to be safe than sorry.
How do you like those apples?
Well, if I get in my Lincoln Town Car, I can be in New York sometime tomorrow and roll my sleeve up, can't I?
Please don't.
Well,
can you hear the fear porn that they're?
Well, it's. And before going any further, I need to let everybody listening. We're doing a live test stream right now on Twitch on Friday, the 15th day of September. So if you go to Twitch to my account, you can watch me do this first. This one of this test here, this live video streaming here. Well, Doctor, let's back up a bit. If this was January 2020, and they decided to make a new vaccine for a coronavirus, it would be ready at the earliest of 2026, wouldn't it?
If you were to follow the guidelines of an actual guise of a vaccine, yes.
That's right. That's right. Now, at my website, we have a 8-minute audio clip. And let's see, I'm going to pick this up here so I make sure I get it right. From the 7th day of May, 2020. 7th day of May, 8 minutes, where I make two statements, and Dr. Horowitz agreed with me. My first statement is, you cannot develop a new vaccine in 9 months or less. It can't be done to develop a safe and effective vaccine. Number one. Number two, my belief, no evidence at the time, but we now have evidence, that the vaccines were already in which is proven to be true. Those two statements alone, if people would have listened and paid heed, could have saved many tens of thousands of lives, couldn't they?
Yeah. For sure.
Now, President Trump, in the last 72 hours or less, was interviewed by Megyn Kelly. There's two ways you can look at his statement. He's taking pride in Operation Warp Speed, the COVID vaccination. He made the following statement, that 100 million lives were saved worldwide. Now, he didn't give the direct cause of saving 100 million lives. So you can believe either that he means the vaccine saved 100 million lives, or the vaccine stopped a 10-year lockdown, which would have saved 100 million lives also. Either one could be the truth, couldn't it?
Indeed.
Well, I hope it's the latter. I made this reference maybe a couple months ago, that a general on the battlefield has to make decisions. No matter what decision he makes, it's going to cost human life. And it's a tough place to be. And that may be where President Trump found himself, knowing that if he ordered the release of a vaccine that would kill people, that it would kill hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of people, on one hand. On the other, if he didn't order the release of it, there could have been 10 times that many die from the economic disaster that was sure to come. Tough place to be, isn't it?
Yes, I believe that's the proverbial rock and hard place.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor, in your practice, are you seeing, and it's been a couple months since you've been on, are you seeing any more people, your clients, patients, expressing vaccine regrets, sir?
Not directly my patients, per se, but any of their relatives have been succumbing to the choices that they've made regarding, getting vaccinated and so forth. And it's just disheartening to watch so many people, fall prey to, the fear that's been thrown at them to say, okay, I'll do it. And then once they do it, they go, oh, what have I done? Or not what have I done, but more so, it must be that since this runs in my family, that's why I have this cancer now.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Well, that brings up the topic of what's being called turbo cancer. Have you made any observations of that yourself firsthand?
Well, very dear to my heart, my aunt was recently told that she had elevated cancer markers. And first, let me affirm that my aunt, 88 years old, okay? So tell her that she has elevated cancer markers. Not that there was a cancer identified anywhere, but she ended up going through and they removed all of her reproductive organs. And then after that, they did chemo. And after that, they did radiation. As soon as my mom told me that, I said, Mom, I'm not being callous. I love you. Go spend time with her now because she's not going to be around for very long. I got a phone call from my mom on Labor Day stating that, she just died. And this was within a couple of weeks. So that's your turbo cancer. Of course, now what killed her? The cancer. Yes. How silly of us to presume anything else. So it's atrocious and ridiculous. First of all, 88 years of age and you want to do all that. You might as well just break her hip because you're going to get the same outcome. And so, yeah, I find it very infuriating that that's the idiocy that we have for people with such a high degree of education.
Well, it's a friend of mine. In fact, I don't think you've met this friend. Well, maybe you have, a medical doctor. I think he trained with us, as a matter of fact. He got the cuts. He got the clot shot. Doctor, we got a caller on hold here. Let's take our caller. We got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Oh, I have a question for the guest. What do you? I understand there's allegations that Donald Trump is in fact controlled opposition. What is your answer to that?
Controlled opposition. Could you elaborate a little bit more what your question is? I'm not sure what you're trying to ask.
Someone has I watched Stan Johnson? The Prophecy Club. Well, he has someone on him, Vicky Parnell, who says he's gotten a prophetic word that's a vision that said that she saw the Antichrist being coronated in Egypt back during a climate summit in Cairo, and they said it was in the basement of some building, and that there were the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and he saw Donald Trump and his wife bowing to this person who was being whose face she could not see, who was supposed to have been the Antichrist. He said Obama was there dressed in drag, and that according to this, in fact he is secretly working for the as a control.
John, stop, John. This is a woman's vision you're talking about.
Yes, and.
We're not going to take any more airtime with that fantasy. You got anything else, John?
Yes. We recently had a 50th anniversary of the coup in Chile. Do you have a personal take on that, or what was really behind that?
No, we're not going to go any further than that. John, thank you for your call. We need to move on. Dr. Huff, there's a website you like to let people know about. What is that website, please?
That would be drcscotthuff.com. drcscotthuff.com.
Now, what will people see when they go there, sir?
That page itself, pretty simple. It's a way for a person that wants the highest, most optimal quality of health to be, they can go through that and click on to apply for a consult. There's no cost, no obligation to the consult. And, we can set up a 20-minute phone call so we can see if that what I'm offering for them, the opportunity, is a good fit for both of us. And from there, the sky's the limit on all the changes that we help people incur.
Absolutely. Well, I really appreciate the help I've been getting. You helped me get ready to compete in the 100-meter dash, which I did compete in about 2.5 months ago. I had a stone bruise in my left heel I thought was healed up, but wasn't. I was able to finish the race. It probably took me 2 to 3 seconds longer than it would have otherwise. But ladies and gentlemen, if you want optimal health, I strongly suggest you go to that website, check it out, and have the consultation. It could be a great benefit for the people that participate, couldn't it?
Indeed. We tend to clear up all the noise and confusion out there and cut straight to what needs to be done.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor, we're going to have, I don't think you've heard Marie Lasser yet. She's a scientist. She's a coroner of Texas County. She's now my third-hour guest on every Friday.
Fantastic.
I'll be mentioning something to her, but I'll go ahead and mention it with you. My local newspaper, the Steelville Star, Steelville has a population of 1,600 people. There are 7 obituaries in the current edition, which I got yesterday. 4 of them were men and women under the age of 60. Is something wrong with that, sir?
Under the age of 60. I thought people were supposed to live to 80.
Roger that. Well, the other 3 were. But 4 of the 7 were under the age of 60 years old. That's wrong. Here's our next break. We'll be right back.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom, illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Well, wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, Lynn. All right, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're adding to my website almost every day of the week, quite frankly. If you want to know about the COVID vaccination crime that's being committed, we have more than 200 articles and videos at my website in the COVID panel, including articles and videos by Dr. Michael Yaden, former director of medical research at Pfizer, former vice president at Pfizer. He's now saying that the COVID vaccinations, all of them, are meant to kill and hurt people. It's not a side effect. It's what they're designed to do. Products that will help you at my website, such as harvest-dried, commercial-quality, freeze-dried equipment, Liberator rocket heaters. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money. It will do that. And, of course, the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, check out the energy cleaner. Arthritis pain got you down? Same thing. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner, so you're not risking anything, something healthcare providers are highly unlikely to do. Doctor, do you know any healthcare providers that offer any kind of money back guarantee that you're aware of?
No.
Of course
no, I don't.
But I do. So that's what's going on with the energy cleaner available at thelibertyman.com. Doctor, we got a couple of calls here. First, we got Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn.
Yes, good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Huff.
Morning.
I'm standing here at my kitchen counter looking at the two pretty red lines on my Siemens Clinic test, COVID-19 rapid test, showing that I am still COVID positive after having first tested positive on Tuesday of this week, after having been to my 45-year high school reunion on Saturday. So, and turns out numerous people who had been at that event have tested positive. I felt really cruddy and achy on Sunday. I felt really, really exhausted and in pain. It had no fever, had no, you know, no inclination. This just kind of came on suddenly. Had a slight, ended up getting a slight left nostril drip, little rhinorrhea from the left nostril. NSAIDs and a little bit of antihistamine helped with that. But based on the new CDC rules, I have to wait. Reported this to my employer, of course, and I had to be out of work for 5 days, and then starting next Monday, I can return back to work. I'm feeling actually quite good, but Sunday, Monday were nightmarish. Tuesday was horrible, but bouncing back. So I'm hoping that maybe I will derive those of us who've encountered that this early on will derive some sort of immunity benefit from having contracted this, and we won't have to worry about getting any vaccines or bioweapons or whatever.
Oh, well, according to the broadcast that I played for you earlier, it doesn't matter if you've been exposed. You don't build immunity, according to them, so you have to get the shot.
Well, she incorrectly said XXB, it's XBB.
I never gave her accolades for being a very intelligent woman.
No. I wasn't picking on you. she was wrong about that. But not only that, as usual, like the strains that are included in this injection are not even like the current ones. Okay, they're like the current ones coming out after their names like Eris and Fornax and Pro something. As usual, they're closing the barn door after the horse is out. The vaccine doesn't prevent infection or prevent the transmission of infection, and they're going to give it the same old argument that it probably mitigates symptoms to some degree and discomfort, but I tell you, amazing. I had had Omicron, a mild form of the Omicron. I tested positive on the 11th of the month and negative on the 17th, and then was able to go back to work back then. And the recovery from this was, even much better. I mean, if it weren't for the contagion, question and the quarantining or isolating, I would have felt perfectly comfortable going to work yesterday. And I certainly hope to get a bunch of stuff done around the house today. Well, one of the reasons I haven't called in recent months is because I've been so busy. A lot of special, private duty home care needs out there for kids. And I've been working 6 days a week. Well, that's why I'm able to call in today, because I'm grounded. so here I am.
So, all right. Thanks for the call. We have a break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk,
real people, because you can handle the truth.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Company!
Okay, that's an audio clip from the future when the U.S. Marines go to the White House to arrest President Biden. We have with us Dr. C. Scott Huff. Dr. Huff, what's that website before we get to our next caller?
drcscotthuff.com. That's drscotthuff.com.
Roger that. Our next caller is David in Illinois. Good morning, David.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Can I tell you about an experience about the jab and then ask the doctor a question? Is that okay?
Well, it's okay, but it's got to be quick. We've got about 3 minutes.
Okay. Now, they talked my daughter into taking that vaccine when her regular doctor was out. Within an hour, she was losing sight in one eye. By the next morning, her heart was so racing so bad she couldn't even walk. And the thing is, the ER told her blindness and heart failure is common side effects for a vaccine. Common side effects.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. But a question I have, the other thing is, I know that gentleman was asking of doing testing. Now, I monitor some of the medical lectures still, and they said the testing were so unreliable, they're not even using the test very much anymore. So I'm kind of surprised about that. They said they're monitoring wastewater instead. But what I was going to ask you, now, when they take a toxicity, like they gave my wife some medication, didn't even test to see if it's been working. Instead, they want to keep raising the dose. And it's supposed to be tested, but they want to raise the dose of the medications because they keep talking toxicity levels. Is that just so they it gets to a certain level that the body can handle it, and when it gets to that point, that's when they cut it off so they can see how much they can pawn off on a patient?
And what was this med for again?
We're both from military bases, so we have multiple disabilities, and she now got put on type 2 diabetes medicine. Instead of getting her to change her diet, and then cholesterol medicine along with that, well, she's been doing it by diet, but they put her on that Ozanic form of the pills, and they didn't even check her. They just are wanting to, the protocol's double the dose. And she hasn't been doing it, and all her levels are going down anyways. But they still want her to put on this medicine without even testing her, monitoring it or anything. And now her pancreas almost exploded, burst. So, you know, and they don't even want to acknowledge. So is that how it works? Because nobody will explain to me why they check the blood and see how, the levels are not high enough. Wait a minute, if it's working, isn't that the outcome of this situation? To get it under control as simple and as less evasive as possible? Or am I wrong?
I don't have necessarily the clarity of what specifically they're testing, but when you're looking at any drug, for example, if you pick up a bottle of aspirin, not that I encourage you to take aspirin, but it'll tell you that you need to take, this is, you know, the dosage that you take. That's called the therapeutic dosage. And therapeutic dosage is literally the level that overwhelms the liver so it can spill out up into the body and achieve its desired effects. So yes, you are literally taking a drug to a level to overwhelm the liver to get it out into the body and then try to achieve its desired effects. Now, is that a healthy way to approach it? No. I mean, if she really wants to get her type 2 diabetes, if that's what it is, under control, go to my website, seriously. You know, and don't mess around with what they're doing, because it's really disheartening to watch what they're doing with diabetics. Now, first of all, I'll acknowledge I've been a diabetic, a type 1 diabetic, and insulin dependent for over 35 years. So I'm very familiar with the subject matter. And unfortunately, what I'm watching them do with a lot of diabetics really makes no sense. Okay? You've got, you know, type 2 diabetics that are taking insulin. Why are they taking insulins? Okay? That doesn't make sense either. So, and there's a variety of things that can contribute, from your environmental inputs to your dietary lifestyle, you name it, that can make your blood sugars be unstable. But when you're looking at trying to change that, yeah, there's work that goes into it. But when you're done, you don't have to take that drug. And so,
well, before he even checked her levels, he tried to double the dose. And that's what almost put her in the hospital the other day. They didn't care. Like, nobody will explain to me the toxicity level, so I just use my education in college. I'm like, this has got to be what they're doing. So I'm
I think you use a key word there that's kind of like paramount, toxicity. Why in Sam's hell do you need to make a person toxic to make them healthy? Does that make sense to anybody?
That's where I'm at, and they won't.
So.
Okay, thank. I will try to remember to get that site down. I've been supposed to have a surgery, and because of COVID, and I won't take the vaccines. They keep putting it off because I got to go to St. Louis to have it done. So it's a little difficult for me to see right now. So, I appreciate your information. At least, you know, I was somewhat correct on that. I don't understand why somebody would keep giving and raising doses without even checking the levels. Didn't care.
Really?
And her levels are all going down due to the maintenance that she's doing on her own. And so I don't understand. I thought he would have been happy, but when they found out she wasn't taking all the medication that they want, they got mad. I'm like, the goal here is to reduce the levels, correct? They didn't like to hear that.
The goal is to restore health.
Yeah.
The objective is to restore her health, and that's not what you're looking at. And when you're looking at what you're trying to do, yes, measure. That is, you know, the key for establishing context. If not, you're just guessing. Let's throw spaghetti and see if we're even facing the barn wall.
Thank you very much. Sorry to interrupt
you. Okay, Dave.
Yep. No problem, Dave.
Well, thank you for the call. That's what we're here for, David. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Doctor, COVID 2.0 is well underway. We got universities with mask mandates. We talked briefly at the beginning of the show about Logan University. They have not instituted mask mandates yet, but it appears that some of the staff, both chiropractors and medical doctors, never stopped wearing these masks since 2020. Where do you think this is going, sir?
I'm kind of split on that. I think that, yes, you do have people that, as they said in, Cool Hand Luke, there's some people you just can't reach. but yet I'm seeing hope, in that there's a lot of people as well that have jumped over the fence and said, are you out of your mind? I'm not going to be doing this. I will not comply. I am not going to take an injection. I am not going to wear a mask. And these are people that said, okay, I'll do it before. So I'm seeing more and more people, take a stand. I'm like, this is good. We're developing spines again. I like this.
Absolutely. Well, I get the same feedback in my actions, interactions with people around the community. People simply aren't going to tolerate this. Maybe the goal of the powers that be might be to get violent pushback, because if they push this, they will get violent pushback, won't they?
Well, that's always been a looming concept and threat is, we'll have a civil war. We'll have people that'll be fighting back. And then those, as they put it, right extremists, which have yet to even appear on the map of being doing something extreme. It's always been, the far left that's been doing the crazy shit. So, yeah, that seems to be where they're trying to, guide the goalpost. Say, yeah, let's see if we can get people to go over the edge and resist. I'm like, well, you're first of all, you're going against their Fourth Amendment rights. Why would you, think that that's okay? No matter how you frame it. But then again, we look at New Mexico and she wants to take away people's, Second Amendment right as well. So,
well, she's finding herself out in the cold. The chief of police and the sheriff in that county in Albuquerque won't enforce the law. The prosecuting attorney said they won't enforce the law. Her own attorney general for the entire state says he's not going to spend state money to defend her. So she's pretty much left out in the cold, isn't she?
Well, she's out in the cold, but she still was financed well because we know who financed her. So,
Roger that.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you're not, most of our listeners are not going to get a COVID clot shot, no matter what's said. But if you want to educate yourself, so you can in turn educate others. Listen to Dr. Huff and I. Listen to Marie Lasser and I. Go to my website. Educate yourself. They're pushing these dangerous, poisonous vaccines on children now, and that's absolutely criminal, isn't it, Doctor?
Yeah, that was one of the atrocities of listening to that woman this morning from New York, trying to say that from a wee age all the way up through. Now, I'm like, really? You've tested that?
Well,
how much time
tested.
Have you been? Yeah, exactly.
It can't be tested. It's not possible. As it turns out, they were tested. The COVID-19 vaccinations were under development for 6 years before they were released. They knew exactly what they were doing, that they were developing a vaccine that would kill and hurt people. That was the intent. That was the desire. And that's exactly what they got, didn't they?
Yep. And then the flagrancy of the use of the word vaccine. Okay. Now, first of all, we're talking about the theory of vaccination, not a proven component, but that's under the theory of vaccination. But when you're looking at vaccine, they were given the power to call it a vaccine back during the COVIDiocy. But that's been since changed. So you can't still call that a vaccine, nor can you call what they're trying to do a vaccine. So it's I'll stick with what you and I describe as being a jab. It is definitely not a vaccine, or at least fitting the definition of a vaccine.
Well, my recolection is that August of 2021, they changed the legal definition of what was a vaccine so they could legally call these things vaccines. Do you recall that, Doctor?
If they did, again, then it's just let's just keep changing all of the terms in the dictionary, because none of it's going to make any sense unless it fits a specific paradigm that we want to accomplish, which is we have our understated goals of what we want to change. So if we have to make it fit our narrative, we will. And they're going to keep doing that.
Well, there's an article I'll forward to you before the day's over, where the FTC's own data shows the how more quickly men will die depending on how many boosters they've gotten. And it's about every booster, they lose about 3 years of future life that they would have been living for every booster they get.
Great trade-off.
To the point where they lose about 30 years of life if they get seven boosters. Which probably at this point, we probably have men and women who've had seven boosters, don't we?
Well, I guess if you learn to do common core math, then it somehow equates out to be right.
Incredible.
Yeah, it is. But we're seeing it on both ends of the spectrum. You've got, that end of the spectrum where the, medical communities, peddling that kind of BS. And then you've got people on the other end of the spectrum that are, trying to peddle stuff through the supplement industry to say, ooh, we can do your spike detox. Okay. They're misrepresenting what they're actually, peddling, because it sounds more catchy. Okay. Kind of like the niche pickers, tend to try to provide. But, when they're talking about doing the spike protein detox, it's not exactly a spike protein strategy. That's primarily, it's more of an anti-thrombotic approach is what they're trying to do. So
explain, please, what an anti-thrombotic approach is.
Thrombotic. So thrombotic. You're looking, thrombotic. So thrombosis, where you have clot development. Okay. So, because the post-vax people, which were already sick individuals, who then get a bad case of, quote-unquote COVID viral exosome illness, however you want to describe it, they develop often microthrombi, again, microclots, and then the interventions, which would be the thrombolytic enzymes, so enzymes that break down thrombos, gently help digest post-vax microthrombi. But looking into the research on this stuff, from the best before COVID, was a thing, they use natto, bromelain, definitely to get absorbed in the GI tract, to some degree, and it'll take on in an empty stomach and serve to a degree to digest the thrombo components, in the bloodstream. But, the trouble is in doing proper inclusion, exclusionary, criteria, because the tests that we have, like D-dimer and fibrinogen, are not sensitive enough to rule in or out individuals with a quantity of microthrombi, and that is below detectable on a D-dimer test. But still, it may be relevant clinically at the tissue level, impacting the microcirculation and causing serious problems. What they're trying to tout is a spike protein protocol to say that that's what we're doing is a detox for it, but I haven't seen anybody like, McCullough, talking about a thrombosis protocol. But to further the clinical understanding, you cannot address proteins dissolving in the circulation without first addressing, the electrolyte allostatic controls. So you've got proteolytic and fibrolytic enzymes are limited based upon the mineral status in the body, in the fluid in which they're enacted. So sadly, you've got, what my point is that you've got people that have become supplement salesmen, McCullough falls, prey to, making the same marketing BS, including, using, false and catchy marketing terms like spike detox, but if you look at the discussions, he engages in, he does understand that these things are antithrombotic, but not spike detox. But earnestly, he should, clean up his language, and learn to, not be a grifter, for the supplement industry. That just the underlying ideas, have some merit, but also, yes, he does, he does not bring the rest of the necessary context into balance, a patient's health and facilitate their true healing. And that's what needs to be done for anybody that's considering any of that.
Okay, so let's get back to some language people can understand here. Is there a spike protein detox protocol that is real and works?
Well, again, it's a misrepresentation. There's not a spike protein protocol. There's people peddling it. Dr. McCullough, he's one of the people that's, you know, a large proponent of speaking about doing a spike protein detox protocol. But again, it's not. There is no spike, you know, protein detox. You're not going to do that. Okay. What they're utilizing are things that are antithrombotic. Okay, which are not spike proteins. Those are, you know, thrombosis. So you're trying to, you know, break that type of stuff up using enzymes.
Hold on, we got our last break this hour. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. ask you a question. The only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Dr. Huff, we've got about 3 minutes here for you, sir, to put out the most important information you'd like. It will be 2 weeks before I get back. So please communicate the most important information that you'd like our listeners to hear for the next 2 weeks, sir.
Sure. Well, there's a lot of diagnoses being thrown around for different things. And yes, as the gentleman alluded to earlier, yes, the fraudulent testing really doesn't tell you anything except, try to give you, a name. And when you call it something, you will forever be treating that something. And all treatments will be predicated upon, that it is a viable, necessary, required, or hypothesized treatment for that something. I work people through systems biology. I have a framework that looks at supporting everything. There's a crap ton of stuff that will not be treated by medical doctors. Okay? And they do not do anything with nutrition. They just say, eat, the plate of dietetics. They are not basing it upon any functional nutritional pathways.
Well, they can't recommend what they don't know. They got 3 credit hours of nutrition in medical school?
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky, all right.
Yeah. So, my point is, when you're looking at your body functioning optimally, it has to have all the nuts and bolts in balance, in ratio. And that's what I can help people with. We can identify where they're at, what needs to be done, so that their body can do what God designed it to do. Balance, self-regulate, and heal, whether it be blood sugar, migraines, diabetes, you name it. It's about restoring balance to the body. And if that's what people want, man, I'm here to serve. But I love seeing people, achieve that kind of stuff.
Well, thank you, Doctor. And we always appreciate being with us, and we look forward to having you back in 2 weeks, sir.
I look forward to being back in a couple of weeks.
Outstanding. Well, once again, thank you very much. And I encourage you to become a listener to Marie Lassiter. Her experience out in the field is extraordinary.
Cool.
Okay. Thank you, Doctor. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
See you, John.
Okay. We top there a break coming up here in about a minute or so. We'll be back with Marie Lassiter. She's a scientist. She's the elected coroner of Texas County, Missouri, the largest county in the state of Missouri. She's the author of 3 books, basically focusing on nutrition, of all things, and health. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.